and now dictation for Dawn, D-A-W-N, Piles, P-Y-L-E-S, March 29, 1955. Address as a letter to John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, P-A, 8286835. Dear John, J-O-N, follow up for Mrs. Piles, advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in March. She's following with Carmanos Brothers for anemia and low platelets. Recently started treatment with AVA, A, VS Invictor A, Thrombopac, T, R-O-N, VS in Boy O, PS in Paul A-G. Some bruises, denies bleeding nose, gums, stools, urine, or vaginal area. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, good urine output, no major edema. Presently, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, no smoking, oxygen. Prior workup for AB fistula, vessels are too small. She will have to do PD, and she's agreeable. Today, blood pressure, 155/87, lungs clear. A port on the right upper chest, appears regular, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. Slender, pleasant, or intestine 4, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, June. Creatinine 3.04, progressive over time, present GFR 16 in stage 4-5, minor increase of potassium and metabolic acidosis, normal sodium, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, glucose, hemoglobin at 8.5, platelet at 51 with a normal white blood cell, neutrophils, lymphocytes. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4-5, progressive over time, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no immediate indication for dialysis. We'll need to do peritoneal dialysis as not a candidate for fistula or graft. She has refractory anemia and chronic thrombocytopenia severe, being treated as indicated above. Prior documented iron overload from blood transfusion. There was a diagnosis of T-cell lymphoma in the past. We cannot use iron chelation in advanced renal failure because of the toxicity. Tolerating blood pressure medications, including ARB, continue cholesterol management, no need for phosphorus binders, continue bicarbonate replacement. Chemistry is on a regular basis. She understands the sequence when she develops symptoms and we need to start dialysis. Involve the placement of the PD catheter. She already has seen Dr. Smith. It will take about 7-10 days for the catheter to heal and we will start education and treatment at that time. Continue to follow, enter dictation.